It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. There's music in the kitchen today. It's chosen by you, the listeners. Everyone, be sure to send your music request to the Sound Kitchen so that your favorite piece of music or one of your favorite pieces of music can be heard by all. Be sure you include why you like the piece. That's what makes it especially interesting to all of us and how we get to know you. Send your musical request to the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. So let's get started. The first piece was requested by Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India. He asked for Nunca es suficiente, or Nothing is Enough, written and sung by Mexican singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. Lafourcade has won 17 Grammy Awards, making her the most awarded female artist in the history of the Latin Recording Academy. She's also won 4 Grammy Awards, not bad for a young woman born in 1984. Jayanta likes Nunca es Suficiente for, as he wrote, its special Latino beat and rhythm, and more so for the lyric's message, lamentation for love lost. Jayanta was precise. It needs to be a live version. So I picked one from Austin City Limits, produced in my hometown since 1974, one of the few remaining fossils of what Austin used to be. Enjoy.
Nunca es suficiente para mí, porque siempre quiero más de ti. Yo quisiera hacerte más feliz, hoy, mañana, siempre, hasta el fin. Mi corazón estalla por tu amor. ¿Y tú qué crees? Que esto es muy normal. Acostumbrado estás tanto al amor que no lo ves. Yo nunca he estado así. Si de casualidad me ves llorando un poco es porque yo te quiero a ti.
Llorando un poco es porque yo te quiero a ti.
That was Nunca Es Suficiente, or Nothing Is Enough, written and performed by Natalia Lafourcade. Music requested by Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India.
It's the Sound Kitchen, and Susan Owensby is cooking.
This next piece was requested by Alan Holder from the Isle of Wight. He asked for the piece Lake Como because, as he wrote, the Alpine region of northern Italy has such beautiful scenery, and Lake Como, close to the Swiss border, is a stunningly attractive location. The composer of Lake Como was long a mystery, but music historians have put it as the work by the little-known 19th-century Italian composer Giselle Gallos. She wrote it for the piano, but Alan likes the version by the group Sweet People best, so that's what we shall hear. Enjoy, you old dinosaur. That was Lake Como by Giselle Gallos, performed by Sweet People. Music requested by Alan Holder from England's Isle of Wight.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
The last selection on today's show was requested by Karuna Kanta Pal from West Bengal, India. Karuna asked for the song Dance Little Lady Dance, sung by the 1970s British disco star Tina Charles. Karuna wrote, "I love this song very much. It has very nice lyrics and is entertaining." Here you go, Karuna.
Someone taught me how to dance last night. What a mover he was. And someone taught me how to do it right. What a groover. Yeah.
That was Dance Little Lady Dance, sung by Tina Charles. Music requested by Karuna Kantapal from West Bengal, India. And with that, it's time to get all these musicians and instruments out of the kitchen. I hope you enjoyed today's Music in the Kitchen, music requested by you. And thanks again to Jayanta, Alan, and Karuna for the requests. Be sure you send in your request too. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed today's musical program. The quiz will be back next Saturday, the 7th of December. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch.